This review is brought to you by 13 Turns, a new horror anthology by Kevin Carr. 13 jolting tales of terror, murder, and the macabre. Only $2.99 in the Kindle store and free to borrow with Kindle Unlimited.
In this wasteland, I am the one who runs from both the living and the dead. A man reduced to a single instinct. Survive.
Where is she taking them? I want them back! They're my property!
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Okay, here's the deal. It's been 30 years since George Miller has directed a Mad Max movie, but he certainly hasn't lost his edge, even as he clutches on his Oscar for Happy Feet. We have a new Max, played by Tom Hardy rather than Mel Gibson, which makes sense because no one wanted Gibson to break a hip in the formidable action sequences. In this sequel, Max is taken prisoner by an insane warlord, only to later find himself on a convoy of escapees on the furious road to freedom. Taken strictly as an action pick, you'd be hard-pressed to do better than Mad Max Fury Road. A worthy sequel to The Road Warrior, the film spends much of its time with insane stunts and practical driving crashes. And like any good Mad Max movie, its costume design and character imagery is fascinating. Once the engines stop roaring, the movie grinds to a halt, revealing some terrible writing and at times even more terrible acting. But I'm willing to forgive this, considering these are just a few scenes and the madness starts down the road again. If you like incredible road action with plenty of practical effects, and you don't mind your title character being sidelined into what amounts to essentially a supporting role, you can have a lot of fun with this flick. Mad Max Fury Road gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.